And welcome, everybody, to... Well, you know what time it is, right? It's time for your Mem Jogger all the way from BTS Become the Source. And today on BTS, we're going to talk about, well, living in the past or going to the future. You know, you don't know where you're coming. I think Jimmy Durante had it, and he said it. Did you ever get the feeling that you wanted to stay still? You know, I don't know if you heard it, but I want to bring it up later because it's a funny song. And it makes you think about whether you're going or staying, going, staying, going, staying, going, staying. In this case, you're living your past. What's going on, man? What's going on? What's going on? Go with Marvin Gaye on that one. What's going on, going on, going on. But before further adieus happen here, I'm going to have to introduce our wonderful, wonderful team. And, well, let's see where they are. Sorry about that. Let's see, wonderful team. Where are you? Well, I don't see you anywhere. Where is my wonderful team? Oh, there they be. Hello.
Hi.
L1, how you doing? Luna 9, how are you?
Doing really fantastic, you guys. It's another wonderful day in Cyber Station Tokyo.
Woo-hoo.
Here with Mother and the BTS
whoop, whoop,
crew.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
So we're really stoked about
today. Come on,
today.
Get with it. Whoop, whoop, come on. L, whoop, whoop, come on. L, come on, hold the hand up. Whoop, whoop, come on. Whoop, whoop, there you go. Got to get L going sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, but before we get, give me one word or one sentence on today's topic. Luna, go. One sentence, Luna.
Today's topic is living in the past versus going into the future. So that says a lot in its own. So we're going to talk a little about, you know, the chemical functions of how it works.
Oh, you're going to go the chemical way, huh?
Yeah, and the associations that come with it.
You know who likes chemical ways, right? Do you know who likes the chemical ways?
You do?
No. It'll be El Cuco whenever he is around.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where is El Cuco anyway? He's kind of quiet.
Yeah,
anyway, so that's good. So, L, what do you got to say? What's one sentence on that?
Well, is the past all that you're focused on? Is the past what's bringing you down lately? You might think that it isn't, but a lot of people it is.
So, L, what is Mem Jogger and what are we doing here today on Mem Joggers?
Well, you know, real quick, the Mem Joggers, for those of you just tuning in, those are our quick answers to the questions in the comments left by our viewers, left by our readers, and people, you know, who go to and visit our websites. Now, our Mem Joggers can actually focus on several things. It can focus on the esoteric and the paranormal and spiritual. Can also focus on how to become financially independent and also how to live life on your terms in general and also on relationships in general. So that's in a nutshell what a Mem Jogger is.
Thank you very much, and Luna 9, what do you have to say about today's show? How are we sponsored? How can people help us move on?
Well, first of all, you guys, we are self-sponsored by shop.com. So that's where you can convert your spending into earning and put some cash back in your wallet. So you can also help others, you know, learn to do the same, which is really cool. Now also, if you want to learn how this all works, you can actually go to cashback.becomethesource.com and check out and see how the shopping annuity works. Now also, if you like to go shopping like I do and get your shoes there, get pretty much everything that you want online, then you can actually go to shopping.becomethesource.com and you can get some cool items and get some cash back on it. Now, also a huge thank you to Novism Synergy. You know, thanks to them, you can also learn how to self-sponsor and do pretty much what we do. Now, without a further ado, here's our Mem Jogger for the day.
Are you going to introduce it? Are you going to introduce it? Ready? Ready? It's all on you.
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
All right, you guys. So today, for our Mem Jogger of today, it is living in the past versus going into the future. This is something by the Association Files. So, you know, past memories and associations tend to hold people back. You know, so it causes, you know, our brain and our neural net only to function on the past. So what are some solutions for us today? L1, what do you have to say about this?
Well, you know, I think this is a big problem because I would say that past associations or past belief systems that you've created are basically what's driving you to act in a certain way.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of people, they say, you know, that they might have some certain anxieties, fears, or they might feel that they can only reach so high when it comes to achieving a goal. And, you know, a lot of people have given up, which is really sad. They've said, well, I guess this is the highest I'll ever be. This is the best I'll ever be. This is the, you know, I mean, insert whatever description. This is the prettiest I'll ever be. This is the thinnest. This is the healthiest. And they just either wonder, they always have that question in the back of their head as to why they can't reach past a certain peak. You know, it's almost like, you know how a lot of people talk about that there's a glass ceiling for certain groups of people?
Uh-huh.
And every individual has their own glass ceiling that they just can't get past. And people have asked us, you know, like, why? And believe it or not, a huge cause is...
It's El Cuco. It's a big cause of this.
Well,
why is it
El Cuco? It's because there's past associations that are implanted into your subconscious.
Oh, don't talk to me about implants.
Not those implants. We'll talk about those later episode. But I'm talking about the past, what do you want to call it? The subconscious blueprint that you've created for yourself, which usually, unfortunately, came when you were very young and is basically permanently planted itself in the back of your head, which actually dictates your future. What do you got to say about that?
I think it sounds like a crazy worm stuck in your brain somewhere that you have to pull out.
Welcome team, you have now
kill
limited
with isotonics.
Time to provide limited humanity consciousness with information. Shields up. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
We're hot.
Okay.
That's mother's blessing.
So, the Novi, what do you think? Do you think in most humans' heads there is almost a... It's almost kind of like a broken record.
I will tell you something that I learned. I was listening to the news the other day, and I will, and I can actually share with you some really cool things online.
Uh-huh.
But before I do that, Luna 9, you said something. What was you were saying? Neural net, what do you call it? Associations, neural net. Where were you going with that? Well, you were going to talk about the chemicals, right?
Well, we were all going to discuss some things about the chemicals.
Look, we're not talking about we're all. You opened up with exactly that thing, something about chemicals. What were you going to say?
You mean in terms of living in the past versus going into the future?
Yes. What are you going to
say?
I'm really curious.
Well, in terms of chemicals and the way that they work, usually because, you know, you go about your life in a certain way, you build chemicals based on those associations. It's kind of like when you're walking down a green pasture and you walk down one road, like the most, it starts to create a path. So then it becomes something that you visit more often. And then when you want to move in the future, sometimes it's hard to let go of those old associations sometimes, because a lot of the times you have to move on. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's like
So are you saying that we have a chemical body or chemical responsibilities as well?
Yeah,
neural
I think
net
so.
Responsibilities?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, L, where do you think the past is stored?
Okay,
because
so
I'm gonna go the off world and
warning.
Shields
at 10%.
Okay, so I really want to quickly go off of what Luna 9 was saying, because technically speaking, if you talk, you want to talk about neurology, the past is technically is contained in these little chemical neurodendrites that are in your head, which are made up of neurochemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got brain cells, which are basically the culprits behind your stored memories, and which are basically the root, I would say, in a physiological sense, of what's responsible for you always repeating your past and thinking that you're living in the past. It's really it really is a neurological thing.
So Luna, when you were coming through your learning how to learn situation, how hard was it to let go of the past, and why was it hard?
I mean, one of the hard things about letting go of the past is sometimes you really like to do a certain something, but sometimes you have to, in order to grow and get a bigger or a more overall, a fuller understanding of something, you do have to change a few things. So I personally had to change some associations, patterns, and habits that I had. That I really used to enjoy, because I just decided to go a different path and be a different, I guess, in a way, take responsibility for the reality that I create every day.
I got a quick question for you. Were there ever days where you just felt like, let's say, more tired or more drained or a little bit more less energetic?
Oh, yeah. Some days, you know, you feel more energetically wiped out. I mean, you said it right there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You just kind of have to... what is it that Joe Dirt said? You gotta keep on keeping
Joe
on.
Joe Dirt.
You know?
So I'm asking.
And there's a reason. Well, and I wanted to say
I'm
this.
I'm asking these questions.
There's a reason why she felt tired. It's because the neural net inside her head was rearranging herself, which is physically draining.
I agree 100%. But here's the issue. Shields. Okay, we're like on the last leg on this thing. We're taking a little bit too much time, I think, to express this. Okay, so you got a neural net. You got some biological stuff going on, right? Mm-hmm. That Luna 9 said. And here's the trick, right? Outside of your neural net, your brain, there is no time. There are cycles. And that's what humans have a little bit difficulty understanding. So when the seasons come, that's not time. It's a cycle. In other words, there's a repetition in the way things spin in a certain mechanism like that. We call it time because we use the Gregorian calendar for that. But did you know the Mayans had a calendar for your birth, for agriculture, for economy, for a bunch of stuff. I mean, a lot of the stars, the way they align, a lot of things. So there were many, many timekeeping mechanisms or instruments to do that. So we threw all that away. We got a watch and we say, hey, you know, this is all I need. So the problem with that is we've forgotten the real meaning of cycles. So the earth spins, you know, in a certain cycle, certain things happen. So there is no time. So outside the neural net, there is no time. So when you're thinking about the past, what are you really thinking about is what happened to you in memory no longer existing. And I like to give this example. So yesterday, you know, Luna 9 got a flat tire. Hey, Novi, can you please come over here and help me? Help me, please. And I went over there and I'm like, okay, all right, fine, I'll go help you. And, you know, I gave my whole pessimistic routine on that. Here we go. So that's right. So anyway, the idea was that I went out there and I said, that'll be $90. She paid me $90. And I said, good, there's your tire. So the next day I go to her, where she is, and I'm like, knock, knock, knock. And I go, hey, give me $90. He goes, what for?
Nine, why would you ask for $90 again?
Because she had a flat tire.
All again?
Nope.
So you're asking for $90 again. That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
She only had a flat tire once. You fixed
sure.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Why should she have to pay you $90?
Did you remember you had a flat tire? Sure. Give me $90.
But remembering it is not the same as it actually happening.
Well, then what the hell? Excuse me. I can't even say that online. What the heck is the problem with human beings?
Oh, I
with holding on to the past.
Going. Okay.
Why? It's the same
thing. You're
reliving
it over and over again.
You're torturing yourself over and over. Now, when I talk to Offworld, they're like, and? And? That happens now. It happened before and it happens. And it's all non-existent. So the neural net, you're holding on to things in the neural net. I really think that it really stops you from anything whatsoever, having a good relationship, having a business. Now, here's a trick though, right? Mm. Here's a trick.
What'd
I just say? Habits and patterns, right?
Yeah.
They exist. So Luna 9, you know, punched me in the eye a lot the other night because I was asleep and I was snoring. So what do you think I did the next night?
You put an eye patch?
I stopped snoring.
Oh.
Why did I do that? Because I remember the past.
Will. Just kidding.
I'm just kidding with these examples. But you would because you remember the past, right?
Yeah. So you're saying if somebody gets hit over the head because they did something wrong, chances are they won't do it again because they got hit.
Yeah. So you should use it as a learning mechanism and not as a crutch.
So they use the pain of being hit on the head as a learning mechanism, not as living over the trauma of being hit on the head. Instead of crying to your neighbors about how you got hit on the head 10 years ago.
Bingo.
Yeah, I see.
So I think what I'm saying is, learn from your past so you can make a better future.
Okay.
But don't live it because it's really not here anymore. And then there's cycles. Don't get confused with cycles. You know, when things happen a certain time of the month, a certain time of the year, or whatever, if you get allergies, stuff like that, don't worry about those things. Those things are based on cycles. And, yes, she's making faces at me over here, going like this. She wants to go whoop whoop. So anyway, I think the idea is that you got some issues there, and so you got to move on, learn from your past, deal with the present, and work towards your future.
And I got a few more solutions, too. So let's just summarize this for the end. So number one, for those of you who feel like you can't move forward or you feel like you're hitting us repeating the same mistakes over and over again, chances are it might be that you are technically living in your past, which is technically caused by neurochemical associations in the brain and force of habit to feel like a victim, hence crying over why you got hit on the head.
I think you have to take inventory for that.
Mm-hmm. That's one way to take inventory. Also, I got a couple of solutions. First of all, create new habits, as like you were saying earlier. And when you create new habits, how do you do that? Well, you can, believe it or not, goal statements. Success journals, our second
practice,
one.
Practice, practice, mm-hmm. practice. Luna, you went through
some things that really made you an amazing person. What were your secrets? What were some of the secrets there? Because we had to close this. I want people to get real answers.
You mean to becoming the person that I am today?
Yeah.
I mean...
Because everybody likes you, so go ahead.
Well, I mean, I try to be as honest with myself as I possibly can be. So I know that sometimes can be difficult if you don't see the other perspective. So one of the first things that I did so I can understand that a little bit better was, first of all, you know, seek to understand where the other ideas were coming from, what the other perspectives that the other people experiencing this were going through. And based on that, you know, I learned a lot. You know, I was able to listen more. It made me think more. I learned how to respect myself better with time. Wow. You know, to have for my thoughts to evolve, you know, as I'm, you know, learning and listening. And that's one of the things that really helped me out. I mean, you can always do dream boards and timelines, and that's helpful too, because that's something you have to focus on to actually do. So they're definitely helpful, but you definitely have to implement that, you know, outside of that as your exercise. And before you know it, it'll become a habit, you know, just like we mentioned, you know, you keep walking down that path, it's going to get worn down and it's going to get a lot easier to do it. So, yeah, try that out.
L?
Mm-hmm.
That is a correct statement.
Oh, well, thank you very much, dear mother.
Well, oh my goodness, everything went dark. I just want to say thank you to everybody, and
there we go.
good to see you guys again, and we love you. And tune in for next Mem Jogger.
Oh, hey! Don't forget to subscribe and hit the like button if you really like us. Also, I forgot to tell you guys, I really like this stuff. It's called Bliss, and it is an anti-stress formula, and it enhances and stabilizes your mood and helps your body adapt to stress. So if you want to check it out on shopping.becomethesource.com, you can do that. It's really great.
And I think, do you have a favorite product there? You have to mention our wonderful products so people can be strong. I personally like the OPC3. You can also get it at shopping.becomethesource.com. Go there and get this stuff. It's going to be great. If you want to know what it does, we describe it in other shows. But I say that it cleans up the blood sludge, and it is the blood waters that makes the Novi so great, you know.
Mm.
And you got some digestive enzymes, right, that you enjoy telling everybody about?
This is great because it may promote digestion and may ease that upset stomach.
You always use that language that is so perfect.
Because it's not used to treat or cure or prevent any disease,
you know. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I really recommend this, especially for those of you who are starting the journey of changing, you know, creating new habits. Sometimes it's tough, and sometimes it does lead to an upset tummy, so got these going.
Hey, that's great. Hey, guys, we love you very much. Closing statement, Luna? Anything?
You know, I love you guys very much. You know, don't forget to keep believing in yourself and, you know, making your reality happen the way you want it to. Love you guys.
Closing statement?
Well, if you've tried a success journal or a dream board or a goal statement or a goal timeline, send us your comments and tell us how that's going for you. Or if you need some assistance on it, feel free to write us.
Yep, join our Facebook. Let me tell you a little bit about Facebook real quick so you have the answer where to go. I forgot about that. But go to Facebook, and you'll be able to go there. Let me show you real quick. You can go to facebook.becomethesource.com. Go there and subscribe to us so you can get all our shows and follow our curriculum. Also, you can go to YouTube, youtube.becomethesource.com, where you can see all our shows and also some of our our talk shows that we do, so you guys can actually call in. And when we do have those, you can actually go to blogtalk.becomethesource.com, take you right there, and you can call at 646-716-9512 while we're on air so you can talk with us. Other than that, guys, boys and girls, I love you very much and thank you so much, so that you can have a great day. Don't forget to become the source.
See you.